Good morning. This is day 43, day after the aqueduct, wind farm and all. Today's going to be a shorter day for us. Yesterday we did about 24 to 25. Not too sure though, actually. We got in quite late and we were tired, beaten up by the wind. So we didn't actually really take the time to look at how far we came and all that jazz. We were absolutely shot. So today we're going for a lighter day, about 16 miles to get to the highway where we then hitched to Hatchepi. So we're getting to the highway to get to Tatchby. Sorry, I just realised I sounded really quiet and dull then. Okay, today we're going for a lighter day. 16 miles to the highway just before Tatchby. From that highway we will hitchhike to town probably tomorrow. Original plan was to get to town tonight, stay in a hotel, do all the nice stuff, and then head out evening the next day, or go to a campsite the next day, just to save on a bit of money, but enjoy at least a night of nice bed and food and stuff. But that plan changed because there's forecast to be a thunderstorm, not today, but tomorrow. So rather than being all comfortable tonight, and then tomorrow being slightly less comfortable and within bad weather, we decided that today we're just going to hike to the hitchhiking spot, camp, hitchhike tomorrow morning, to then sleep within a hotel, nice bed, whilst it's potentially horrible weather outside. So that should be quite nice. I'm looking forward to actually sleeping in a nice bed again, because it's been a while. I'm just looking for where the path is, because I think I see a switchback there. But so we're currently we camped in this little valley last night, and it was super, super windy. But we had a little bit of shelter. We've woken up this morning, had a bit of a line because yesterday was a bit of a tough one, so rested up, and now we're getting ready to head on out. It's going to be a hot one today, at least by the feel of it, because it's not so windy today and there's no clouds. So we've got a few climbs today, but like I said, it's only 16 miles, so I'm feeling ready for it. I'm feeling good.
Yeah. I find it so much easier to motivate myself if I'm right, okay, stop now.
Well, I find if you stop on hill and you're still on the slope, your muscles are still tense.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
My calves are going now and I'm on the slope. So then it's
did you stop in the wind?
Yeah, I was just
that to me is crazy, to stop in the wind. I was I need to get out of here.
Well, it's just because it was blowing straight into her.
Well, you're going out about Maya. She stops in all the worst spots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You did.
Sorry.
I was where did they go? And I'm I think Molly put pants on.
Every time I turned around, Molly was
Yeah. I felt so beaten up by that wind last night. That was weird. It was a weird feeling. Came around that corner as you were doing that switchback, and I just looked at you, and I was just I probably look in state right now. What's happening?
It was just blowing right into us as well, wasn't it? It was just and then when it was sideways, I was just bleh.
Well, when I would see the gust push Josh, I'd be no.
Yeah.
Pushing Josh. Get low.
I'm tired today. I slept really well, but I'm fucking tired.
Well, we got 5-5-5.
5-5-5-5-5-5.
See ya.
See you in a bit, dude.
I'm doing this one now. And then after 5 miles, I'm drinking this one. And then after 5 miles, I'm drinking this one. And
nice.
Then I get to town.
And then
you're going to drink. Yeah, brisket. Then you can drink beer, brisket. Drink brisket. Yeah.
Brisket!
I'm going to drink.
Yeah, man. It's just going to go right now.
Sauce. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for barbecue.
I bet you I can drink a whole bottle of barbecue sauce twice as fast as you can.
Oh, he said that with confidence.
Shots fired.
Bring it on. The southern barbecue is the best. You know why?
Why? Because it's southern?
They would throw all of the slaves the scraps, the parts that they didn't want to eat. And so they started slow cooking it and making really good sauces out of nothing. Mm. And that's where southern barbecue got so tender.
So tender.
I think he's saying that in that accent.
Tender.
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 South Carolina, how do they do South Carolina again? North Carolina, the sauce is separate. You don't cook it with the sauce.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. These, like,
and then they have vinegary sauce and a ketchup-y sauce.
They have this, like,
I think the Philippines does the best barbecue.
Get out of here! you start walking south, I'm not going with you.
You know why? Because I cook everything.
Huh?
We don't scrap out anything.
Oh, yeah?
Do
they cook the poop that's
meat.
In the animal?
Yeah.
I bet they do.
Yeah, we do.
Poop eaters?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. Cricket, I can't find my cap. What happened to it?
Your cap. Your cap's on your head.
This cap.
Oh. I'll see you guys at the top. I'm going to head on. Goodbye. Note to self. You know it's going to be a hot day when it's 9:30 in the morning. You've walked 1/2 mile. And you feel like your eyeballs are sweating. Oh, my days. This is crazy. Just came across the coolest snake ever. It was like, I don't know, 1/2 meter long or so, pretty thick. Not like a diamond shaped head, so not a vipery kind of thing. But its head was, can I remember? Black, and then it had like a red bit, maybe a bit of white. Then it was like a mottled kind of grey black pattern for perhaps the first, I don't know, fifth of its body. And then it went pink, bright pink, slowly turning into like a creamy yellow all the way to the tip of the tail. That was insane. I'm gonna have a look, see if I can figure out what that was, because that was dope. That was so cool. Let me find if I can see the picture. Da, 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 da. Okay, snakes. Here it is. I just saw a red coach whip snake. That was so, so cool. A red coach whip snake. Yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, it has like, okay, so sorry, I got the description wrong. A white head, then bands of like thick black, two bands of thick black, and then it's like a couple of bands of like mottled black kind of color, and then there's like a mottly color going down, like a mottly kind of gray black going down its body to probably about 1/4 of its body length, and then it's pink go fading into yellow. That was so cool. He's still in a bush in front of me. I can't see him, but he hasn't popped out the other side. Whoa, what a cool snake to see. Red coach whip, man. I'm sweating one out, peeps. Oh my days. It's been hot. It's been hot. Every now and then a nice breeze comes through. But at the moment we're going up switchbacks on this really steep hill. And when I say barren, I think I'm now getting closer to being on point when I say barren, because there are still shrubs, but they're really, really patchy. And the ground in between, there's some like black sage. So black sage is the one, it's the plant, I think I've tried to describe it before, where it's like a long straight stalk and then a flower bed, like maybe 1/4 of the way up, and then the stalk keeps on going up through the flower bed, and then another one, and then another one, probably 3 or 4 times. And it's like each flower bed is like purple. That's called black sage. Found that out recently. So there's black sage kind of everywhere, but it's all really small. I think it's too hot and too dry for it to grow any taller than it really is. It's only about like 10 centimeters tall. Then there's these shrubs dotted about. But apart from that, it's all just sandy browny goodness. We're not too far from the top now. Hey, Mole.
Hey, babe.
I just saw a cool snake. It was a red coach whip snake.
Sorry?
A red coach whip snake.
How'd you know?
Because it came across my path and I got a picture. It was on the, you remember that like billboard?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a bit faded, but it was this. Okay. So it had like white head, black to mottled 1/4 of the way down, and then it was like bright pink going into yellow on the tail.
Okay, did you get a picture of it?
No, I didn't. It went right in front of me. It's in that bush still, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very hot.
Yeah. Whew. Getting hungry. I'm going to eat some snacks at the top. The other tough thing is that the path is pretty clear, but there's such a thick layer of sand. It's like you're walking up a sand dune. So most steps you just sort of lose energy as the ground beneath you like slides down. Whang. Oh, this hill's still climbing. This is the hill that's the trail goes along it, or up it, sorry, for 4 miles with a gain of like 1,500 foot, which isn't too bad. That's pretty steady and hasn't been too bad so far. It's just the heat. There's no shade. There's lots of skeletons of trees all around me. They're all fallen, providing nothing but shade to the ground around them. The tallest thing I can see is the occasional Joshua tree, but that's only about my height. Very thin, so pretty exposed. This is what we would call type 2 fun. Like, I'm having a good time, but I'm very uncomfortable. Sweaty, hot, tired, and I know I've got so much more to go until the day ends. It's a type 2 fun, the type of fun that when you look back on it, it feels good and you're like, yeah, no, that was a good day. But that brings me to something that I was reading in Homo Deus about how science has described there to be two selves when it comes to an experience. So there's the experiencing self and the narrative self, and these two things that we have within us describe events in completely different ways. So the experiencing self is how you feel at the time, right now, very uncomfortable, hot, my head hurts, I'm tired. The narrative self is how I would like describe this day in days to come, basically, how I would basically summarize my feelings. And it's been said that the narrative self differs from the experiencing self by taking the peak emotion, the peak feeling, whether it's pain, uncomfort, happiness, and then averaging it with the feeling right at the end of the experience. So, that all sounds pretty complex, but for example, right now I'm feeling uncomfortable. If someone was to ask me, how are you feeling on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of uncomfort, 10 being really uncomfortable, 1 being the most comfortable I've ever been, I'd be saying like 8, for example. But, and like if someone was to ask me that throughout the day, it would vary, etc. But let's say 8 was like my peak uncomfort. At the end of the day, when we're into Tehachapi, I'm sat down, I've got a brisket in front of me, or I'm eating Thai food or something, because that's the plan at the moment. And I've got a sofa, or, you know, it's just coming to the end of the day and I'm like comfortable. Someone asked me that question, I'd say 1, for example. Okay, so then in days to come, so say 8 was my peak discomfort during the day, 1 was the final level of comfort at the end of the day. Days to come, when I come to describe my feeling of this day, I'd probably likely say, actually, it wasn't too bad. There was a moment of uncomfort, but it was actually a really good day, and I slept well, and it was comfortable. That's because my brain will be taking that peak discomfort and averaging it with the end feeling. If I was to end the day super uncomfortable, my narrative self would describe the day as being extremely uncomfortable. It was horrible throughout the day, even if during the day I had moments of comfort. If I had a peak discomfort and then a still high level of discomfort at the end of the day, a narrative self would summarize the day as bad and uncomfortable. Did any of that make sense? I probably absolutely butchered it. But it's just interesting that, like, within us we have these two different ways of describing things. If someone asked me now, I'll be like, oh, bro, I'm uncomfortable, starting to feel a bit of chafing in my armpit. Don't actually want to, but if someone could take me home now, that'd be lush. Sofas, food, comfort, bed, lovely. But if someone would ask me a few days later, oh, how was that day as you left towards Tehachapi? I'd be like, it was a good day. Yeah, does that make sense? I don't know if it does, but you should check it out, Homo Deus. good book. And yeah, that theory that we have two selves is really interesting. It kind of makes sense. It's thought to be the reason why, well, it's not thought to be, but it is the reason why when a kid goes to the dentist or something, the doctor will always offer a sweet at the end. Because for all the uncomfort that the kid's gone through, the pain or the stress, that sweet at the end means that overall in his narrative self, without him really realizing, he will summarize the event as not too bad, because at the end I've got a treat despite the pain that he went through. It's the same thing, evolution does it with childbirth. So childbirth is one of the most excruciating pains. It's incredibly uncomfortable. If you ask a woman while she's giving birth, how are you feeling, love? She'll be like, get out of my face right now, you bastard. I'm in so much pain. But at the end of it, once they've given birth, if you were to ask how was the experience, they say it was absolutely magical. It's because all of the endorphins that rush through the body, the love that the mum has with the child, the happiness that it brings to the family, makes it overall a good experience despite the extremely excruciating pain that someone has gone through. That's obviously a huge example. I'm just uncomfortable. Anywho, there you go. Tapped into my mind there. That's what I like to think about sometimes. Gosh. And all that time, it's still just been climbing. Oh man. It's so hot. I just realised I haven't actually given you guys an update on the plan for the day. So it changed again a little bit. What's the point in walking to the highway and not hitchhiking? Why would we want to end the day camping next to a highway? It's a good question. And because we asked ourselves that question, we're no longer going to do that plan. So we're going to actually go into town today. We've been told about a barbecue like joint that has couple of teepees outside in the back garden for hikers, and obviously they do good food and stuff, so that's an option. So we might see if we can get in there somewhere, which is why earlier I might have mentioned the brisket. God, that'll be good. Also, we found out that this place, this town has a Thai restaurant which has been highly recommended. And so far when you enter a town, you have like three main options of food. You have burgers, pizza and Mexican, hashtag burritos. Really, really good. However, when you're doing it all the time and like, you know, you're treating yourself to the same treat each time, it can get a little bit boring. And also, like, you're eating a lot of processed food on trail with all like the camping style foods and stuff like that. Freeze-dried mac and cheese and all whatnot. So sometimes when you get into town, you just really want something fresh, or at least something just a little bit different. So Thai food, whew, that'd be so good. But then we are having a zero, so maybe we'll do that tomorrow. I don't really know. But yeah, so the plan is now to get to town and settle down somewhere, hopefully for free tonight, and then go to the hotel tomorrow. We have to check in at 1, I think. So we're gonna like do a resupply in the morning. Go to a shopping supermarket thing. Hopefully it's a nice big one. Holy fuck. Sorry. It's trail magic. I just came to the top of the hill. And then there were two tents. Red tents. Shade. There is a trail. Oh, this is great. Anyway, that's the plan. My plan right now is to chill out. Wait for the others with a beer in hand. Oh yeah, buddy. Yo, well, this is good. Hey guys. Woo! Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, right? Good surprise.
Very good surprise. Oh man. A little cash and shade. Oh, that's so nice. Oh man.
Did you see research?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, not too far back. Probably turn up in like 10 minutes or so, something like that. I think they were trying to sort out accommodation at Tatchby, and I think they got something. Oh man. Thank God we came across the aqueduct yesterday.
Yeah.
This will be brutal today. Did you see the wind farm just like standing still completely?
Yeah.
Screw that. There's some shade around here if you want to stop there. Oh, this is nice. Let's give it a shade here.
Oh, I love just sitting down like this, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So, did we find a trowel, or is it... Sorry.
Well, I haven't... To be fair, yesterday I didn't look for it in the bag, so it might still be in there, but I don't think it is.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, this is nice. So that trail magic was good. It's like two red tents on the top of the hill. And it had, it was basically just a water cache, but it had like a red box. And within that, there was like cookies for everyone. And we just chilled and had lunch. And we've only really just left from there, but Molly's got some pains going on in her feet. So checking that out. Well, we've still got quite a few miles, I guess. I'd be hungry for dinner anyway. But maybe it'll stop me from buying something expensive or eating too much meat or something. I want brisket, but I also want vegetables.
What should I do about that? Got heat rash, maybe?
Yeah, it could be.
Heat rash on my foot.
Heat rash on your foot? What have I just put my hand in? Ew.
What was it?
I don't know, it's super sticky.
Sap.
Oh, it is sap. That smells so good.
Nice.
My hands are so sticky with sap, I can't do anything. There's loads of pine trees around us again. Yay! I love them. Nice bit of shade, change of scenery. Accidentally put your hand in a puddle of sap and now your hand smells nice. This is the start of the downhill. That's a good feeling. The trail has continued to descend, which has been lovely. And the sky has started to fill with clouds, so there's big patches of shade to accompany the shade provided by all the trees. The majority of the trees are still dead, but there's the occasional pine still going. But as the slopes are getting more and more steep, even some of the larger shrubs are casting shade across the path, so that's really nice now. Heat's no longer a thing, and we are killing miles, which is good. We want to get to town. At the moment, my view is kind of, so we've gone over the range to the other side now, so we've basically crossed that entire range. I don't know what its name is, but I'll find out for you guys tomorrow, or later on, sorry, when I'm in town, because I'm intrigued. But my view now is like the valley flowing down into flatter lands again. This time it's not a plain, but it's more like a hillocky area. There seems to be quite a large set of ranges. Maybe it's the same lot on the other side, but in between there's another wind farm. Currently in the middle of the valley is quite a lot of green actually. There's quite a few trees and there's a pretty dense coverage of shrubs. That's looking quite nice. And as we're descending, we're getting more and more coverage. So that's really, really good. Makes everything a little bit easier. Haven't seen any more animals besides all of the butterflies. There's loads of them just sitting on the small white flowers and some purple flowers, which line the trail at the moment. It's really, really good. And hoisin bush is abound. But no manzanitas on these mountains. It's been really good. I'm listening to Mythos again by Stephen Fry. It's all about the Greek gods and Greek mythology. Damn, there's some decent gossip in that, man. It's so good. First of all, they love a spot of incest. What is that about? They're all doing stuff with each other, if you know what I mean. And it's causing drama. I'm trying to keep track of all the names. I've got the majority of the major ones, the first order, second order, third order so far. Just hearing the gossip of a few of the gods now. But it's so good. Stephen Fry, I tell you what, whew, what a voice to listen to on the trail. He's soothing, he's posh, he's the uncle everyone wants. And it's really nice listening to his voice on the trail, just informing me about stuff. And I started it yesterday, and in the course of time that I've started listening to it, I've never known more about some sort of mythology. So, really good. Oh, it's Molly. Hi.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah.
This has been a nice walk since the break, hasn't it?
Really nice. How are you?
I'm good. Man, I was just saying, I love listening to Stephen Fry on trail.
Yeah.
It's so nice. He's got such a good voice. How's it going?
Oh, I've got a bit tired, but I'm good.
Yeah, any idea how far we've gone?
No. Let me check. Hold my beer.
Ten past three.
Oh, 10 past 3. Well, we left our little like shade spot in the tree at 10 past 2. So we've walked an hour. Who's this? Oh, it's cricket! It's cricket!
I got really confused earlier because I thought Riggs went the wrong way again.
Then he down at the bottom.
Yeah.
I yelled to him when I went past. I was like, Ethan! And then I was like, and then he didn't look confused. I was like, okay.
Oh yeah. I got confused because I had like a little pause in my story. And I just heard Josh's voice really clearly. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? And he was like coming down one of the switchbacks on the other side. I like how you're calling me Riggs now.
Yeah.
I really
it
like
just
that.
Rolls off the tongue.
No, it's cool.
Good name,
it's good.
Isn't it?
I'll tell you why
I feel
it's
like
good.
I'm calling all of you, like everybody their nickname, like Molly, Ducky, Edmonds, Riggs.
I like it. I'll tell you why it's good. And this is a major compliment. But Riggs, most of my really close friends call me Riggs.
Oh.
And it suits you very well.
Aww.
There you go. Aww.
I was like, did you hear what Dylan said? The Casa Delina, like. Somebody walked past them when they were all talking amongst each other, and they gave like they were talking their real names, and he was like, "Why are you calling each other by your real names?" And it's like, "We're a trail family. We call each other by our Christian names."
That's funny. Where are we at?
5.7 miles to go.
Okay. Cool. That's good. Whoa. Just starting to walk into the next wind farm now. It's huge. It goes on for so far. Maybe this is the one that Josh was talking about being potentially the biggest one in the world. Don't know. Maybe they're all joined up. Just learned a really cool story about the bee and its sting, according to Greek mythology. And I want to tell you guys about it because I'm a nerd. And I think it's really interesting, and why not? It's the story about the bee and its sting. So like the first wedding among the Greek gods was a double wedding between Zeus and this goddess called Hera and Aphrodite and Hephaestus. Hephaestus, I think.
Yeah.
Anywho, at the wedding, Zeus was like, yo, I'm going to send out an invitation to all the beasties. They make me food and drink and we'll have a competition to see who's got the best one. And then whoever wins gets to ask anything of me. So all the beasties have like these food that they present to Zeus and Hera, and they like animals and stuff. And they get to this one, and it's made by this small little creature called Melissa. And it's like golden, it's sweet but not too sweet. They love it. They're like, holy damn, this is the winner any day. So Melissa comes up to the front, everyone's like clapping and whatnot. Woo! Good competition. And Zeus is like, yo, your stuff was good, what be it? And Melissa, who is obviously a bee, is like, it's called honey. However, it takes me so long to make a tiny amount. The amount that you had took me like 4 weeks to make. This is what I ask of you. All of these other beasties around here, as soon as they smell my honey, they like raid my stocks, and I've got nothing to defend myself. So please, can you give me a fatal weapon that will allow me to keep my product to myself? And Zeus is like, you what? You want me to give you a weapon so that you can no longer share your beautiful product? So she gets all a bit up in his face, and I think he respects that a little bit. So then he decides to give her a sting, Well, no, sorry. He decides to give her a colony. And he's like, okay, you'll be the queen of this whole colony. You'll be known as a swarm. And you can collect more nectar so you can make more honey quicker. That's good. And then he says, okay, and I'll grant you a weapon. It's a sting. However, it will only be fatal to you to use. It will be painful to those who you use against, but it will kill you if you use it. And then out came sprouting a bee sting from her butt, which was barbed so that if she uses it, it gets caught. And for her to escape, she has to kill herself in order to do it. So that's how the bee got its sting. She flew away happy. But the Latin term for bees and all of that family, Hymenoptera, means wedding wings because of that. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
I had no idea. There you go. That's the story of how the bee got the sting. No worries. Bees have to sacrifice themselves. I wonder what that's all about. Who would have thought evolution would have sorted that mess out? Would have been like, no. Stop hurting yourself. Remove the barbs. You're all good now. I wonder why. Group living, maybe. Oh, I bet you that's it. Living in big numbers means that they can sacrifice each other for the sanctity of the colony as opposed to the individual. I bet you that's it. Interesting thought. Anyway, there you go. The story of the bee and his sting. Melissa. Oh, also, Melissa. The name Melissa is incorporated into the Latin name for the honeybee too. But I don't know what that is. But yeah. Story time. Over.
Maybe so. Look, lost small grey Cuban fiber zip bag, headlamp, stove, etc. between here and last water cache. If found, please contact Alex Ninja.
Oh. No.
That's that Alex. Yeah.
Who's Alex? Oh, fuck. That sucks.
We didn't see anything. Must have been blown away.
We should call and be like, I got your bag. Meet me at the truck stop.
What does that say? After you walk up the hill here, it can be an easy hitch to town. You're at Willow Springs and Canyon Ridge.
You can also call and... many people are willing.
That's
to
Brenda.
Post to website.
Good old
below.
Brenda.
No, let's do it. We're sitting around. We're missing the brisket, and right now they're giving away teepees.
What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Let's sign it and go.
I can't.
We don't need
no
Brenda.
More, there's no more.
Should we
there's
take it?
There's no more space.
Oh, just right
on the back.
Should we take? Can we take a picture of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a picture.
Just in case.
Oh, of the actual sign. Yes. I thought you meant of the moment.
No.
Guys, did you see that spinal column and the skull that was on the on the tree?
No, but I wish I did.
It was like this much of a spinal column.
Jeff, that's barbed wire.
I'm so risque. What'd you do if I just...
What kind of animal was it?
I don't know, but the skull was like this big.
Yeah.
And then the column... like that.
Really?
And it was like that big. That it looked like it was like a big goat or something.
That's cool. I love skulls.
I know.
I gave like a class to some kids, like college kids, no, high school kids once, about skulls and like adaptations, and they hated it.
Really?
And I was like, what's wrong with you kids? I was like handing out skulls to them, like badger skulls and stuff, and I was like, what do you reckon that is? Talk to me like, the teeth, what do you think it eats? And they were just like, ew, it's horrible. Is this a baby? And I was like, shut up.
I don't know. What, maybe it just wasn't the right time.
I think it was that perfect age of I'm too cool for school.
Oh.
Knowledge is not power.
Yeah.
Little did they know. Yeah. That's cool.
We put temporary tattoos on the other day.
Oh, okay.
And we were like, hide them or else we're not going to get
Gonna get lifts, yeah.
There you go, Josh.
Because we're just big kids, really.
Yeah. All right, darling.
You got it?
This one?
Yeah.
There you go. I think that's all the poles.
Thank you so much, Diane.
Oh, it smells so good.
Can we get everything?
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's all the poles.
You got my antler?
Huh?
You got my antler?
You've got the antler, okay.
Yeah. Do I have it on my bag?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cheers. Cheers. Thank you so much, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Oh, fuck.
Bye.
Let us in.
Let us in. Let us in.
Let us in. Let us in. The Cheese Gachi Show.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
Guide me. This is awesome. Red House Bar.
Spread it.
Oh my god, I've got a stitch. I'm gonna die.
I think it's from lemonade.
It's probably just
trapped
wind.
You should just
part it out. I can't. I'm trapped right now. I need to eke it out.
Trapped
wind. Oh, no.
Squeeze it.
Don't squeeze me. I just ow.
That was intense. So tonight we're camping. I don't even know if they can hear me. Wow, that's a long train. That's what we got to contend with tonight. Good luck, sleep. Camping at the back of the barbecue place for free.
It's so good.
It is actually really good, apart from what just happened just then. But that's fine. Tomorrow we're going to take our full on zero. It's been so good. I had a brisket with sweet potatoes, and it was so nice.
I'd like the best ribs I've ever had.
Oh my god, you could taste the smoked, like. Meat. Oh, it was so good. It's been a good day. We smashed it today. Channeled something through our legs today and just killed it. And now we get to enjoy the rewards. Sleeping in a tent tonight, sleeping in a bed tomorrow. Oh, belly full of food. And pools and hot tubs tomorrow. Ooh-wee. It's gonna be so good. I don't know how much of it I'll be able to record, if any of it. Might just take a day off, do nothing, but we'll see. Anyway, 17 mile day, back to the old school mileage. And you can definitely feel the difference. Like usually we would get up at like 6:30 in order to achieve a 17 mile day. Today we left camp at like 10. No, 9. And we were by the road at like 4:30. It was so good. I prefer camping in the countryside. Anyway, night guys.
So we did get to have beef brisket.
Yeah, exactly. I prefer camping in the countryside, I prefer eating in town. Catch you guys tomorrow. Much love. Thank you for joining us. Ciao, ciao.